This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will not be traveling to Ukraine as scheduled so he can focus on the situation in Iraq. In a statement Wednesday, State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said Pompeo had postponed the trip to Ukraine, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Cyprus because he was needed in Washington to monitor ongoing developments in Baghdad. Will Ruger is the Vice President for Research and Policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute. He says the Trump administration has deep political reasons for sending more U.S. troops to the Iraqi capital.
Clearly, the politics of this is that the president doesn't want to have a Benghazi situation on his hands, and so you can understand that. But in terms of sending more troops to the Gulf, to Iraq specifically, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. The Secretary of State spoke Wednesday with Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi as Iranian-backed paramilitary groups protesting U.S. airstrikes in Iraq withdrew from the U.S. embassy. Matthew LaRotunda has more.
The Iran-backed paramilitary groups tied to violent protests laying siege to the U.S. embassy in Baghdad have now convinced their supporters to withdraw after the U.S. deployed hundreds of additional troops from a unit created as a response to the 2012 Libya consulate disaster. Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores.
That's Matthew LaRotunda reporting. This is VOA News.